Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, so listen, I'm going to let y'all know this right now, okay? So you little trumpets, like, y'all won. I know you're happy, whatever the f***. Ain't nobody acting like bitter losers. However, y'all need to leave me the f*** alone. Because I got one more f***ing cigarette in me before I start lighting your asses up. Aight? And that's word to the United States of motherf***ing America.
Yeah. Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Heidi, that is Cardi B losing her mind because she's getting trolled on social media about her support of Kamala Harris. It's funny to watch him melt.
It is. I'm glad you played it slowly because the first time I saw that, I had no idea what she was even saying, which language she was speaking or anything else.
She was walking out of a Target. You could see a Target over her shoulder in the background, and she's recording on her social media. You better leave me alone, because apparently, you know, whatever amount of money that the Harris campaign paid her that helped put her $20 million in debt, maybe they want their money back now. Maybe that's who's trolling her.
Yeah, I was going to say, now she's been reduced to shopping at Target. You get better deals at the Goodwill, is what I'm saying. I'd go there.
Did we talk, Mark, about how supposedly Beyonce was paid, did you hear, $10 million, and then she didn't even perform, and people who were at that rally thought she was going to, so they started leaving before Harris even started speaking.
Wow, I didn't realize she was paid to show up and not sing. I knew she showed up and didn't sing. That's funny. That's a great gig if you can get it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd take that.
Getting paid. So how you been celebrating out there in Nevada this week?
Oh my gosh, it has been so, you know, I got to tell you, the day of the election, I woke up and I was a little nervous and thinking, what if she pulls this out, right? What if, right? But then I thought about it and I thought, there's no way that God spared, and I do believe this, that God spared Trump's life to have him lose. I just didn't believe that. And of course, we saw the polls and the polls were looking promising, but you never know what shenanigans they're going to pull. In Nevada, here's the thing. The Nevada Supreme Court, before the election, ruled that they can count mailed ballots 3 days after the election, get this, with no postmark. Okay, so we're the idiots who, remember when you used to go, before you did your taxes online, you'd go stand at the main post office in your community at midnight, right, to get that postmark because it was so important to the IRS? We don't need that in Nevada. So they're still counting ballots. And here's the thing that makes me really irritated is that the Senate race, which is very tight, Sam Brown, Afghanistan war veteran, amazing guy, has a chance to beat Jackie Rosen. And she's a little bit ahead, less than 20,000 votes. But you know what makes me mad? Nearly 80,000 people voted for somebody else, none of the above. I mean, Sam Brown could have nailed this down if people had not thrown their votes in the trash. And that frustrates me no end.
Yeah, I bet it does. Yeah, I figured it was the ghost of Harry Reid that's still screwing things up in Nevada. I was surprised it took CBS News until this morning to call the state for Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good thing nobody cares about Nevada, right? Because we can screw up a one-car funeral and I clean that up. What we need is, I don't know, Simon Cowell counting the votes or Joe Pesci in the count room. I don't know why. We can count to 21, but apparently we are still counting votes.
What do you think about what's going on in Arizona? A mess.
It's a mess, too. And this is the reason, Kim, that people don't trust the voting system. They look at it and they say, why bother? And this is what we never want people to do, is to get disgusted and throw their hands up. It's ridiculous. As your previous guest mentioned, I believe it was J.J. Carafano, we do need some kind of national law when it comes to federal races. Americans are entitled to know exactly what's happened. They should know on election night, frankly.
Yeah, you know, I love the fact that Trump has already come out and he's started kind of spelling out what he would do if he took over. I mean, one of the things he's now promising, and I'm sure this is just completely to kind of stick the knife in and twist it a little bit for these lefties. This is what he said yesterday about an executive order on trans surgeries. Hold on.
Here. I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly.
Yeah, you know, to Carafano's point on that, Heidi, the next election will be a referendum on how much Donald Trump sticks to what he promised to do. And obviously, mm-hmm. he may have both houses of Congress to get it accomplished. And you know the Democrats will throw up every roadblock they can, but he's got to get some of this stuff done.
He has to. And I'll tell you something else he's got to do. He's got to give a medical discharge to everybody in the military who's getting body parts chopped off or yeah. given sex-changing drugs. All of them should be medically discharged today. Or, well, the first day of his taking office. They should be medically discharged. Bye-bye. Go work for Starbucks. See if they'll pay for your surgery. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are undergoing that kind of treatment on our dime. It's unbelievable. Talk about military readiness and the world leaders. We could go to war. Hopefully we won't with Trump. But the world leaders are laughing at us. They're not doing this in China, in their military. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did I hear that Trump in that speech, though, or the video that was posted, said something about like sex assigned at birth? I thought someone pointed that out. And that's the kind of narrative, though, that we have to make sure that we don't push that more, because that's the left's wording. And they've manipulated the way that we talk about these things. And it's very effective.
Very, very true. They always change the language, don't they? Yeah. That's what they always do. But he's got to be firm on this. I mean, I don't care what you do if you're an adult over 18 and you pay for every single aspect of it. Go ahead. But don't put it on my dime. That's all I'm asking. And not when you're under 18.
Yeah. Well, Heidi, I appreciate the fact that that you're going to be helping us out on Monday. Thank you for that.
I'm excited. I'll be while you guys are sleeping in, I'll be covering the Mark Hawk Morning Show. You guys are all abandoning me, but I can do it.
I know you can. It's so great to have you, to hear your voice again. I'm so jealous too, because here's what I want. I want an RV with a broadcast studio set up inside of it like you have.
Listen, it's very rudimentary. It's an old camper. And nowadays, you know, it's all changed, as you know. I literally have a microphone, an interface, and my laptop, and I have done the radio shows from, you know, campgrounds and all kinds of places. And it's very freeing, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll bet it is. See, I need to talk to my wife about that, because she likes to go camping in places that are so freaking remote. You can't hope to get a signal strong enough to use a Comrex unit or something like that. So you'd have to be at least close to civilization to pull that off.
No.
Right?
What about Elon Musk? What am I
thinking? Yeah, Starlink.
Come on, Starlink could be your solution, Mark.
I don't know. Maybe.
I hear that's golden. I don't think it's cheap, but I hear that works well. I have not used that yet because I haven't gone in the boony land like you do, but I do hear that it works well. So, yeah, it's very freeing, and what an amazing person he is, and he's been such a factor in this election,
Thank God. You obviously have a different base to start from when you take off to camp, but in terms of out west, what's your favorite place to go camping?
Well, I like to. There are a lot of places outside of Vegas that are beautiful. Colorado's beautiful. Utah's beautiful. There are lots of places within just a couple of hours that you can go that are just gorgeous.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's on Moab, and some of those others are on our goals
list. Okay, can I tell you, Moab? Yes. Don't bother.
No,
don't bother.
Really? Wow.
And something they don't tell you. Here's what they don't tell you. We just went to Moab a couple of weeks ago. They don't tell you that when you go to Arches National Park, those beautiful arches you've seen, you can't see any except one teeny one from the car. You have to get out and hike, which is okay, except that I have a 16-year-old dog and it was 90 degrees when we were there and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So just so you know, it's pretty to see, but there's a lot you don't see unless you're prepared to park and walk. Just letting everybody know.
You need those warnings. Well, Heidi Harris, we will. It's great having you on, my friend, and we're looking forward to hearing you on Monday morning.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited. Enjoy your 3-day weekend. I know you're doing a lot of things for Veterans Day, so it's not really a day off for you guys, but always happy to help you out.
Awesome. Great to hear from you. We'll talk to you soon. All right, thank you. Heidi Harris there. You'll hear her here on Monday morning when we are off for Veterans Day, as we just talked about.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.